So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So welcome. This is the Mindset and Hustle Show. We're on a Friday. We normally do this about 12 o'clock, but we're going early today because I'm just not going live at all for some reason. And that's pretty much what we're going to talk about today, which is living more consciously. So let me explain exactly what I mean by living more consciously. Look at me. I'm all pumped up this morning. So what I mean by living consciously is that you have a conscious thought about what it is you're going to do, about the actions that you're going to take, and about the things that you're not going to do, like eating donuts, pizza and Coke and all the bad things, right? So this is about you, first of all, choosing what is going to be the thing that moves you forward, okay? So choosing that, sitting back, thinking about it, what is going to be the biggest thing that's going to make the difference? So let's talk about weight loss, because I'm struggling massively for some reason, just to get back into the gym, eat clean. I just cannot do it, okay? And part of that is because I'm not consciously focused, and the word conscious is really valid here. I'm not consciously focused on contemplating what needs to happen to lose weight. So I need to run more, I need to lift some weights, and I need to cut back on some of the food. But I'm not conscious about that. I'm just going through my day. I'm not thinking about avoiding those things or doing some of those things. I'm just going about my day. And if it happens, it happens. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. And I got to tell you, folks, that if I lived my life for the last 22 years in exactly the same way, I would not be living the life that I'm living right now. And so moving to a more conscious choice of living. Let me give you an example. I don't wake up on a morning and discover that somebody has magically fed me chocolate throughout the night. The only person that's going to put food in my mouth is me. Honestly, I wish more people would come up and just feed me, but it doesn't happen, okay? The only person that actually feeds me is me. And that's either going to be a conscious effort or it's going to be an unconscious effort. An unconscious effort is when you go to the crisp cupboard, you pull out the bag of crisps and you sit there eating crisps. And I'm not even hungry, right? I'm just eating crisps, but I'm also unconsciously eating crisps. Like, I kind of know that I'm eating them and I kind of know that I shouldn't, but that's as far as it goes. And I still eat the crisps. And rather, it should be, why are you sat eating crisps? Are you just bored? And this is a big part of it, by the way, you know, we're 16, 17 months into a pandemic right now. And boy, every day just still seems the same. I know we're kind of coming out of it. And in the UK, you've had a release of lockdown. You can go to the pub at last and so on. But we're still very limited. For a guy that used to travel to and from the UK once every 2 weeks, suddenly not being able to travel at all anywhere is making a big, big difference. And so part of me unconsciously is going, oh, I probably deserve these crisps. But again, it's unconscious. If my consciousness was to go, hang on a minute, do you deserve them? Of course you don't. You've not ran. You've not worked out. Why are you eating bad food? And so we reach this point where you've got to start consciously working on what is it that you want to achieve in life and what is it that you want to avoid? So it's really hard, by the way, to get to that point where you're consciously doing it. So we know this. We self-sabotage as human beings. We can't help ourselves. It's just something that we do. We self-sabotage all the time. But recognizing that we self-sabotage is part of being consciously aware of what's going on in your life. So if I'm just sat there eating crisps, okay, I'm sabotaging my weight loss results or to have a better physique. I'm sabotaging those results, but I'm not consciously aware. And even getting to the stage where you want to be consciously aware, like this morning, I'm really consciously aware, put a t-shirt on, wasn't quite fitting. So I'm really consciously aware. And then I'm conscious about how I look. And generally, I don't really care about how I look. If you've met me and you see how I dress, you'll see what I mean by that. But I care about how I look, okay? It's not about what other people think. I'm fine going on the beach and people pushing me back in the sea. Quick, he's drowning. It's a whale. I'm fine with that. What I'm not fine with is how I perceive myself. And so that's why I need to move to a more conscious effort. Now, this is the bit that's really important. Sometimes, even though you're conscious, you know what improvements you need to make, and yet you still cannot make those improvements. Even though you absolutely know what you need to be doing, you just cannot be bothered, because what's the point? Who are you going to impress? Where are you going to go? What's the point, right? And I get that. So this is one of the solutions that you can implement is to clear your desk. As totally random as that is, my desk is it's semi-clear right now. It's probably going to get cleared up later. There's a whole bunch of receipts that need processing later. So I'm going to envelope those and pass those on to my little helpers to process. But the other thing that I did last night was I went up to my wardrobe and my section of the wardrobe, I should say, because I'm married. Right? You never get the whole section of the wardrobe, do you, if you're married? Come on, fellas, we know what this is like. So I went to my section, my 1/8 of the wardrobe, and I went in and I just went through all the T-shirts. And I've got T-shirts in there, by the way. You know, I shop at Primark. We're doing all right financially, but I still shop at Primark, which is why we're doing all right financially. And I'm not one of these. One of the things that really bugs me, if you're wealthy, why are you wearing Primark? Because that's why I'm wealthy. Do you know what I mean? It like really annoys me. And the other side of that, of course, is that wealthy people just don't give a shit about what, you know, I'm sat wearing a diesel T-shirt, having said that. But generally, we don't care. We don't wear Gucci because we're not out to impress people. We're just out to impress ourselves. So anyway, I went into my wardrobe, my 1/8, and I started going through all of my T-shirts, started pulling out all the stuff that I didn't need, all the long sleeve jumpers, stuff that I've had in that wardrobe for like years. Do you know what I mean? Men, by the way, we only wear 20% of our wardrobe 80% of the time. I don't know why, and that's not all men, because I don't know all men, but I know me, and I know most of the people that I know, they all wear the same goddamn clothes, even though they've got other clothes as well. I think this is a male thing. We wear 20% of our wardrobe 80% of our time. So I'm going through the wardrobe, and I'm throwing a load of stuff out. And I'm going through all these T-shirts, including Primark T-shirts. And I get to the end and I'm sorting everything out, pull all my cupboards out as well, and I get all my clothes out and I'm sorting through them because I want to be conscious about things, bigger things. But before I can get to that, I've got to do the small bit first. And this is the bit that people don't do. They go, well, what's the point on that? Because that doesn't change my life. And so they never, ever do it. And so they never, ever change the life. Whereas actually, the bigger decisions and the bigger things come from the smaller things, okay? And if you can't go and tidy your desk and clean out your wardrobe and clean your car and do all these little minor things, the bigger things really don't matter. And it starts from doing something small. Now, don't get me wrong. If you are one of those people and you go do bigger things, and I can do that as well from time to time, but I have to be in the right mindset. But if I'm not in that mindset, I start off by doing these smaller things, and that's one of the things that works. So I pull everything out, and we get all the T-shirts separate, and I've got nice T-shirts in one pile, and I've got workout T-shirts in the other pile. And the nice T-shirts, the Hollister, might be Diesel T-shirt, might be some nice T-shirts in there as well, but the stuff that, you know, you look kind of acceptable in. And then the other pile is the Primark pile, and I use it for working out. That's what I use all the Primark T-shirts for. So I pull out all my Primark T-shirts, and I count them all up, and bear in mind, we wear 20% of the clothes 80% of the time. I'm spotting some of these Primark T-shirts, and they're really faded. Right. And this one Primark T-shirt in particular, I reckon I've had for about 6 years. It's a £2.50 Primark T-shirt. It's one of my favourite T-shirts. It's a Primark T-shirt, but who cares, right? So I'm putting them all in a pile, and I counted all my Primark T-shirts. And we're like 24 T-shirts in. And I said to my wife, I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. For the next 24 days, I'm going to work my way through that pile and, you know, pull them out of the wardrobe and wear them every time I work out. So I've got 24 days to get through them all. But I was astonished at just how many Primark T-shirts I had. I was, you know, wondering why I couldn't fit anything else in the wardrobe and so on. But having that clear out. Now, by the way, when I'm clearing out the wardrobe, do you think I'm just clearing out the wardrobe? Do you think there's something else going on inside here, right? Absolutely. I'm not just clearing out the wardrobe. It's a metaphor for what's going on in here. And I need to clear out some of the stuff, some of the low-level thoughts that you're having, you also need to clear out. Some of those older thoughts that you used to have 5 or 6 years ago that served you at the time but no longer serve you. They don't even look good. They don't even feel good. They're the wrong size, right? That stuff then needs to get cleared out as well. And it's not just about T-shirts. This is about you and your thought process and your mentality and what you're going to clear out. And then what are you going to put back in a wardrobe, and what's going to be your nice stuff and what's going to be your workout stuff. So let's use the metaphor. The nice stuff, I'm talking about T-shirts here, but I'm also talking about the nice thoughts. The nice thoughts you want to put into a certain position where they're easily accessible so that when you want to switch them on, because I don't believe you should be happy all the time. I don't think that's possible, okay? Certainly, it's not a state of being that I've ever discovered where I'm happy all the time. Maybe it's just me. I don't know, but it's just not happening. So move the nice thoughts into a place where they're easily accessible so that when you want to feel good, you can reach into the wardrobe, carrying the metaphor on, and pull out one of these nice thoughts and you can wear it. You can look good, you can feel good, and you feel good about yourself, and you look good to other people, you look good in the mirror, mentally speaking, and so on. So that's the first thing you can do. Then you've got the workout t-shirts, okay? And now, sometimes, do we need to work out mentally? Do we need to write a plan of what we're going to eat? So today, I'm back on OMAD, one meal a day. I'm going to eat tonight. I already know what I'm eating. It's ribs and rice. I've got a workout later on today at midday, and a run, and then I'm doing weights, and then I might be playing basketball this afternoon. Then I've got OMAD later on today. So those T-shirts for working out, they're not only going to get used during the workouts and during when I play basketball, but they are work T-shirts. When I need to go to work, when I need to work on myself. And do you think that we've got thoughts that are very similar? We don't want to be wearing the nice T-shirts when we're working out. We also don't want to be necessarily wearing the nice thoughts when we're working out. We want the reality in front of us. And so those thoughts, if they're a little bit rough and ragged, they're the thoughts that we want to wear while we're working out. Like, one of the other things that you can do here is, if you've got 2 hours of content to write or website design, pick your favorite album. Put your favorite album on. For me, it used to be Marillion. At the moment, it's Interstellar, because it's a soundtrack I used to fall asleep to on the plane, and it's just so calming, and I just get an hour and a half work of work done, and it goes like that. That's a work song for me, wearing a work T-shirt, wearing a work mentality. I've got to put myself into a position to rolling up the sleeves. Okay, now we're ready to get down to work. Mentally, you've got to put yourself into a position. So these things, and I know it's a metaphor, and some people probably won't get the metaphor, but for those of you that do, I hope that you can use this and implement this in your life as well. So we talked about diet. Food doesn't sneak its way into my mouth during the night. My wife isn't secretly fattening me up for Christmas. Well, I don't think she is. She might be. I don't think she is, though. It's not an unconscious thought. It is a conscious thought. I am consciously reaching for the food and putting it in my mouth. Exercise is a conscious thought. I have to consciously force myself at the moment because it's not a habit anymore. Forcibly, consciously go and do exercise. I have to consciously lift the weights. I have to consciously run on a treadmill, which is the most boring thing on the planet. It's more boring than anything that's very boring is. I watch basketball. I listen to self-help. I listen to business books. Boring. I just cannot do it. My attention span is shockingly bad. But consciously, I have to find ways of getting in the gym. I have to find ways of working out. I almost went to the local CrossFit gym, but I just can't bring myself to going into a gym at the moment with other sweaty people sweating on everything with a pandemic. My numbers are very low here, but we're still wearing masks. Do you know what I mean? And I just cannot bring myself to doing it. But we're looking for things that is going to bring a bit more excitement into our life when we're actually doing the workout to make that a bit easier. But this has to be a conscious effort. It has to be a conscious effort in not eating the bad foods. It has to be a conscious effort in designing a leaflet for your property sourcing leaflet business. It has to be a conscious effort for, you know, we need to send 30 letters out, for example, to existing clients. I cannot bring myself to do that this week because it's a mail merge. It's quite a complicated thing. Using some online software because I'm not in the UK, so I can't physically do it myself, which would be the easy way. I have to consciously do these things as well. And so I have to consciously write down what are the things that I want to achieve today. And I have to consciously go and do those things. Are some of those negative thoughts going to come back up and go, oh, don't bother doing that, Dan. You don't need to do that. It doesn't matter. Of course there are. And I have to consciously beat down those thoughts so that I can move myself forward. And I know I'm not just talking about me, and I know that I'm talking about you guys as well. And so being more conscious here will allow you to get the stuff done that you've actually planned? Because I know that on your list of things to do, you just put them off, and you put them off time and time and time again, and they never, ever get done. Or you've put them off so much, they don't need to get done because you've lost the client, or, you know, the opportunity has since passed because you never did the thing in the first place. Imagine if everything you said you were going to do actually got done. And it's a time management kind of thing there. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful for you. I just wanted to share what some of that was, just to put that out there so that other people can learn from what I'm going through. You know, we're doing okay, for sure. Could we do a lot better? For sure. Are we consciously self-sabotaging? 100%. Are we unconsciously sabotaging? 100%. And can we improve on all of that stuff? Absolutely. Is it something that we have to keep going back to and keep doing? 100%. For some reason, people think that, well, you just wake up and you get stuff done. This is what successful people do. They just get up and they love it. And I don't agree. Having been there, I'll just bring this up and then we'll finish. This is the Luke Skywalker, the Death Star problem, right? Luke Skywalker has a problem because he's just blown up the Death Star. Like, how depressing is that? Yeah, it's great and everyone's celebrating, but how do you beat that? How do you top that? How do you do something even more amazing? We call it the Death Star moment. And I've gone through that. We bought all this property. We're living in Spain. We're living a dream. You still wake up the next day. What the hell are you going to do? And for us, we, you know, created the digital marketing agency. We do a bit of Forex. We do some crypto. But boy, does the boredom creep in? Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why we do all this stuff. And one of the reasons why we do podcasts is to stay focused on helping other people, which in turn helps us stay more focused. That's why we do it. We're trying to recreate another Death Star moment. At some point in our business, it's either going to blow up and take off and we do millions of pounds a year, or we'll move on to the next thing that has the opportunity to do that. We're buying businesses. Is that one of the things that prevents some of the boredom kicking in? Absolutely. Has that also got the potential to turn into millions of pounds? Absolutely. One of the businesses we've got does millions of pounds, one of the construction businesses. So I hope this is useful for you. Let me know. Stick it in the box down below, and we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourselves a wicked day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.